cybersecurity professionals.
Introduction. While it's true the emerging world of technology has introduced a lot of new expectations and demands, it also offers something of great value: opportunity. Where there is action, debate, conflict, and questions, there is also a dire need for skilled individuals who can take them on. Behind every data breach, there is likely a team of cyber-savvy people working hard to stem the flow and create solutions. This is great news for job seekers. In fact, it seems many organizations and employers can't hire qualified people fast enough, given the rapid rate of exploits and threats to our personal, professional, and national security. The need for cybersecurity professionals.
In the United States, over 500,000 cyber-related roles are unfilled. In the Asia-Pacific regions, there are over 2.6 million unfilled cybersecurity jobs. As a result, there is a global shortage of about 4 million cybersecurity workers. While the need is certainly there, it would seem skilled individuals are not. This is especially alarming when you consider the mind-boggling number of major data breaches recently, so it's clear the stakes are high. What is currently a $160 billion market is expected to reach $360 billion by the year 2025.
Roles within this fascinating and quickly evolving field are plentiful, offering a ton of benefits like a six-figure salary, job security, and an opportunity for upward mobility. While this all sounds ideal, the large size of the field can complicate the process for those trying to select a specific career path. The internet is growing faster than people can be trained to protect it. Careers in cybersecurity are often referred to as being in the field of information security, InfoSec. This professional realm uses electronic strategies to protect data and its owners from unauthorized use or attack. Most large organizations have at least one security group dedicated to implementing and maintaining the InfoSec program, since the real value of any enterprise is its information. While the typical security analyst has a bachelor's degree in fields like computer science, programming, or engineering, the new demand for cyber specialists may reduce this educational requirement even more, making it possible for people to nab a job in the field with the right amount of training and experience. For those in the tech field, crossing over to security can mean many things, including a bump in pay and the chance to take up the helm of the good guy, fighting against black hats, attackers, and those who create online mayhem. In this way, the job can be both financially and intellectually rewarding. Not to mention, it's just plain exciting. But what do some of these jobs really look like? Let's examine a few of the mid to top level roles in InfoSec today. Chief Information Security Officer, CISO. This executive management position is all about safeguarding the general operations of an organization's IT security department and related staff. The role demands a solid IT background and the ability to develop security strategies and architecture. And because a CISO is also in charge of creating and managing a team of IT security experts and consulting with other executives or federal agencies, strong people and communication skills are also key. The annual salary range is from $80,000 to $240,000, depending on the organization. Security Architect. This employee typically works at a senior level and is responsible for building and caring for the entire computer and network security through the design of an effective infrastructure. In essence, this role requires someone to form a picture of an organization's IT needs so they can create the right structure to house and protect it, like a real-life architect. The annual salary ranges from $84,000 to $160,000. Security Director. Also a senior-level position, this role seeks to enhance the security of an organization by overseeing how IT measures are put into place and handled. They direct the way various resources are designed, managed, and shared, making sure everyone involved has the appropriate level of understanding and ability. In the event of a security breach, they may also be called upon by law enforcement to aid in the investigation. The annual salary ranges from $66,000 to $180,000. Security Manager. Still tasked with safety, this mid-level position focuses more on managing an organization's IT policies, This involves working closely with others and collaborating on security strategies passed down from the security director or the CISO. Along with strong interpersonal skills, this person must be ready to implement education, lead awareness campaigns, and handle department budgets and schedules. The annual salary ranges from $70,000 to $140,000. Security engineer. Also a mid-level role, this person is responsible for finding IT solutions. Their goal is to build and maintain whatever is needed to protect the organization, like configuring a firewall or investigating where and why a breach might occur. They typically report to the security manager and must possess a strong technical background in encryption, virtualization, and protocols. The more they know about technological tools and concepts, the more they can do to solve the security problems of their employer. The annual salary ranges from $57,000 to $128,000. Security analyst. These professionals detect and prevent cyber threats to an organization by finding infrastructure weaknesses, including software, hardware, networks, and then protecting them through a variety of security measures. As highly valued experts, they are also tasked with planning and implementing all security approaches, establishing clear protocols to protect data, maintaining secure access only, and performing vulnerability testing and risk analyses. Government opportunities. There is also a considerable amount of diversity in the field of cybersecurity and plenty more positions than these five. Consequently, there is lots of room for professional development, growth, and maturation. Entry-level jobs like security analyst can quickly transition into more challenging roles in cyber forensics, consulting, or even independent contracting, where work is established and run under special terms. Not all cybersecurity careers happen in business and organizations. There are also many government agencies who rely on these professionals to keep sensitive information protected. The Department of Defense, DOD, Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, National Security Agency, NSA, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, all have a high demand for people with technical skills and cybersecurity experience. Because these entities all revolve around issues of national security and defense, they are right in the virtual vortex of cyber attacks, and as a result, they are always looking for skilled individuals who can boost the country's ability to survive the wave of ongoing threats and exploits. The National Security Agency, NSA, functions under the authority of the Director of National Intelligence, which means it is responsible for monitoring, collecting, and processing all the information and data for foreign intelligence and counterintelligence to protect the digital security of the U.S. communications networks and IT systems. So just imagine the number of dedicated professionals they rely on to keep that system running smoothly and effectively. The FBI alone employs about 35,000 cybersecurity personnel, so it's no surprise this field is experiencing a surge of interest and attention, especially given the majority of modern security conflicts will appear in digital form. In fact, the need for highly trained and competent experts has become so fierce that the government often finds itself competing with the private sector to find and keep qualified employees.
Did you know? Freelance work, where people are self-employed instead of working long-term for a company, has become very popular in recent years. And now there are various freelance opportunities in the cybersecurity industry. Choosing your own projects and supplying much-needed skills in cybersecurity is often a win-win for everyone involved. Check out platforms like Upwork or Fiverr to see what freelance opportunities await.
Preparing a resume and portfolio. So, how does someone prepare themselves for such a job? The same way they would with any professional employment, through the development of an impressive resume and portfolio. A resume is simply a written document containing the summary of your educational background and relative work experience. Experts in the field of cybersecurity offer these tips on how to build a strong one. Do tailor your resume to meet the requirements of a particular position, as your experience will appear more applicable that way. This means emphasizing what cyber-related things you have done in each of your past positions. Don't just list the activities you've done and assume the employer will understand where they fit in. Do be specific about your certifications, configuration skills, and software knowledge. This helps employers match you more effectively to a position. How many junior, mid-level, or senior positions have you had? This will illustrate the history of your experience and give an employer a sense of where you might fit. Don't try to paint a broad picture of yourself in an attempt to please as many employers as possible. The needs of your employer are likely pretty specific, so take time to show them you understand this. Do show off that technical ability. While a position in cybersecurity does not necessarily demand a college degree, any relevant certifications are a plus and should be documented. For older people in the field, the possibility of earning a degree in something other than engineering, computer science, or information systems was never an option until now. Only in the last few years has the specific focus on cybersecurity been developed. So, if you have any such experience, let it shine. Don't be ashamed of non-relevant degrees. Feel free to leverage any education you have, even if it doesn't apply directly to technology. A liberal arts degree imparts soft skills like creativity, problem-solving, and analytical prowess, all important skills for someone working in the field. Do pick a main field of interest. What are your areas of expertise? Are you more solution-oriented or interested in forming security architecture? Not everyone is an expert in everything, so pump up your value by illustrating your specific strengths. Any time you take to highlight your interest will likely result in future job satisfaction. Don't be too general. When a reviewer looks at a potential resume, they want to be able to quickly and clearly identify your strengths and interests. Otherwise, they will likely toss your application aside in favor of those with more clarity. Do use social media to build your own personal cyber brand. Any sort of relevant blogging or personal take on recent events and technologies will prove interesting to an employer. This type of visible activity demonstrates industry awareness and highlights your interest and involvement in the larger field. Participating in LinkedIn or Facebook groups related to your expertise is highly recommended. Don't feel like you need to avoid social media as a way to remain professional. If employers can't see you, they can't get to know you. Do take time to research and review the websites of companies of interest. They likely have detailed forums that will offer insight into their culture and pursuits, and you will be able to identify their areas of specialization more readily, all of which can then be reflected in your resume. Don't be too commercial and generic in your depiction of yourself. Only you can emphasize the technical skills you possess and how they translate. Organizations from military to healthcare will require similar cyber skills, but the terminology they use around this accreditation may be different. Be aware of these distinctions and target your resume to the specifics of your desired employer. Do read and research as much as you can on cyber jobs, projects, discoveries, and news. For people with a genuine interest in the field, this will feel like a natural progression. Stay engaged in the events of your profession and absorb whatever you can to form a personal vision of the profession. This will increase your credibility and improve your job knowledge and performance. Don't give up or sell yourself short. If someone rejects you, which happens to us all, or says you're underqualified, make the experience a learning opportunity. How can you improve? Look for positions that speak to you and approach the opportunity with confidence and the knowledge that you can do this. Portfolio. As for the portfolio, it can also be used as a powerful tool for finding a job in a cyber career. It's essentially a personalized collection of your materials to market your professional capabilities and illustrate your job readiness. This may include professional pursuits, a record of your experience, evidence of your achievements, or documents highlighting your abilities. The portfolio takes your resume a step further and illustrates the depth of your experience. It also gives you talking points to bring up with a potential employer because, as they scan through it, they will naturally ask questions about interesting details, and this gives you even more opportunities to prove that you are the best person for the job. Recognizing the importance of preparing and using a portfolio is the first step in the process. Once you have identified the necessary parts of an effective portfolio, you can work on compiling and presenting your work experience in a professional and impressive manner. Because today's job market is so competitive, the more you do to enhance this tool, the closer you will come to finding a successful career.
Some portfolios are physical and others are digital. If you choose to do a physical portfolio, It is usually assembled in a loose-leaf binder with clear index tabs to label and divide sections and sheet protectors to minimize wear and tear.
The items you choose to include in your portfolio should be directly related to the job you are seeking. Use copies in your portfolio. Keep your master documents at home in case of loss, damage, theft, or the possibility that your potential employer would like to keep your portfolio to look at later. You might purchase a binder already set up with sections to be your portfolio, which makes the assembly process very easy. But even a general binder will do.
Click here to see the main sections to include.
Table of contents. One page typed resume. Educational transcripts. Clear sections for samples. Letters of personal reference. Licenses, certifications, or degrees. Evidence of professional relationships. Evidence of any special skills like writing, public speaking, or leadership. Work samples. This last item could take the form of projects, items produced during past employment, or relevant media coverage. Make sure a brief description of each sample is included. Depending on your focus, other items can be added to create a more unique and accurate representation of what you bring to the table. These days, any competitive InfoSec portfolio needs to include digital components like videos, websites, or apps associated with your range of experience and work. If you're going into a cyber-related field, you will have to demonstrate those skills. Getting there. As we know, the best way to achieve something professionally is to study and learn. Cybersecurity is a complex field with a lot of niches and jargon, so education is extremely important. Of course, there are many college degrees available, but there are also some less conventional ways to train for such a career. And if it all begins to feel a little overwhelming, it's helpful to step back and look at some of the cyber superheroes who work tirelessly to ensure digital safety across the board, from the tiniest device to the most massive global enterprise. If you are interested in possibly pursuing opportunities in cybersecurity, you will be interested to know more. Cyber superheroes. Before you decide to just throw your laptop into the closest body of water and move on, wait. Where there are cyber criminals, there are also online superheroes. For one, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, works with other federal agencies to conduct high-impact criminal investigations to sabotage the efforts of would-be attackers, help with the recruitment and training of technical experts, and respond to cybercriminals with an equal degree of knowledge and stamina. A branch of the DHS, called the U.S. Computer Emergency Readiness Team, U.S. CERT, focuses specifically on a safer, stronger internet by alerting people to major incidents and threats around the world, including computer viruses. U.S. CERT publishes a weekly bulletin of vulnerabilities to various internet systems and offers links to patches. In addition, law enforcement agencies around the country and the world do their part to safeguard cyberspace through investigating any reported computer crimes. Because the DHS has many important branches, including the U.S. Secret Service and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, they are able to combat cybercrime in a united, effective way.
The DoD has a workforce of over 70,000 cyber professionals, but they still have thousands of unfilled positions.
These talented men and women work tirelessly to lessen threats to the nation in a variety of ways, mainly through learning from previous attacks and constantly practicing ways to be better, faster, stronger, and smarter than their enemies. These are the three main agencies in charge of cybercrime, all with various strengths and abilities. Let's look. Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI. The Federal Bureau of Investigation takes the lead on the investigation of cybercrimes and their offenders, both domestically and abroad. Threats can include global hackers, terrorists, or advanced hackers, all of which require highly functioning defense. Just like the FBI improved their systems to address terrorism after the 9/11 attacks, they have developed their abilities to tackle the ever-growing issue of cybercrime. Secret Service. The Secret Service focuses on identifying and locating international cybercriminals connected to various online attacks around the world. As a defender of security, it has directly contributed to the arrest of malicious actors accused of stealing up to $600 million in assets, It also runs the National Computer Forensic Institute, which provides critical education for various law enforcement figures like police, lawyers, and judges. National Security Agency, NSA. Now tasked with hunting for foreign online threats, the NSA collects intelligence on cyber attacks through U.S. internet companies. This can happen through tapping phones, monitoring internet traffic, tracing malware, or even tracking cyber criminals in the real world. But as just a regular person, without a gun or badge or biometric security clearance to the world's biggest command center, what can you do to prepare yourself for a life of fighting cybercrime? Mind sports. Cybersecurity professionals must know their technical material, and they must also be well-versed in the art of mind sports, or games and challenges for the mind. When looking at the realm of technical warfare, it would seem that the sword has been replaced by a keyboard. This new face of virtual battle is often faceless, locationless, and unidentifiable, but still poses significant threats to real-life security. In this way, the modern culprit is more terrifying than ever, as they can create chaos and harm while still remaining distant and anonymous. And as a result, the only real way a security expert can fight them is through a broad understanding of the virtual landscape and what it can do. Bug bounty programs. Developing your skills at home by building and securing a home network, using virtual machines to learn about OSs and tools, and learning programming are all things you can do to enhance your knowledge and test your skills. And of course, there are plenty of ways to network with your peers and others in the field through cybersecurity competitions and bug bounty programs that help you get noticed while earning money. These programs are offered by many websites and software developers who want to give individuals a way to be recognized and paid for reporting bugs they find in other systems. Boot camps. Cybersecurity boot camps offer comprehensive, practical programs for launching a career or upping your tradecraft. These intensive training sessions typically offer personal, immersive learning where concrete and practical skills are honed for real-life job expectations. These educators often work with top security employers to provide the most closely aligned skill set in the industry, thereby giving students a leg up in the business and increased confidence upon completion of the course. Boot camps can be expensive, but many colleges around the country offer free or affordable boot camps geared toward students. There are also several notable U.S.-wide boot camps that include mind sport competitions at the end of the sessions. For example, the USCC Cyber Challenge and the Air Force Association's Cyber Patriot Defense Competition, which is specifically for high school students. Some of the skills taught include using oral and written communications to create, express, and interpret different information and ideas, all of which can enhance any work environment. Because a lot of people in cybersecurity careers must work within larger groups and teams to solve problems, these organizational systems and how they create change are a main point of concern. These professionals are also expected to have some degree of relational skills, as they will sometimes be asked to address customer satisfaction or to do a public relations type of task. Related training sessions also teach students how to set performance goals, monitor their own progress, and work towards the completion of larger projects. IT professionals. One of the most important parts of cybersecurity training is the discussion of computers themselves and the information they hold. Not only does an IT professional need a good working knowledge of computer hardware, but they need to thoroughly understand networking, OSs, firewalls, monitoring tools, and pen testing agents, to name just a few. Of course, at least a basic understanding of computer programming is also key, but not always required. Knowing what exactly is being protected and why is also critical. This knowledge allows a cybersecurity expert to see more clearly how a hacker may approach the situation and why they desire access to certain information. Think about it this way. If there are three rooms in the house and one of them stores a pot of gold, it makes sense someone would use that knowledge to design better protection for the house, right? It's likely the safeguards around that particularly valuable room might be beefed up because a thief might attempt entry there first, not to mention it's just more vulnerable. When a cyber expert thoroughly understands the landscape and which areas are most valuable and why, they are better equipped to do their job. Certifications. Training in boot camps are great, but enrolling in programs with certifications can also earn you an official document attesting to your level of study and achievement. That said, not all training and certification programs are the same. While earning a security credential can help you open doors, you need to choose the one that is best for you. There are tons of great cybersecurity certifications around, so finding one that fits your existing skills, overall goals, and location should be fairly easy. Here are a few top favorites in the industry. CompTIA is a nonprofit trade association headquartered near Chicago, Illinois, comprised of over 3,000 business partners. As an organization, they are philanthropic, charitable public policy advocates, but they also focus a great deal of their attention on educating IT professionals who are looking to increase their skills and knowledge. As a result, their certification programs are some of the most recognized in the industry, offering four different levels of study. The foundational certification offers the fundamentals of IT and is perfect for a beginner's understanding of basic PC functionality and compatibility. It also covers essential topics like hardware basics, software installation, technology issues, network connectivity, and security risks. This course serves as a stepping stone to more advanced certifications and sets a solid foundation for more complex processes. The professional certification is designed especially for individuals looking to pursue a specific IT career. Within this one area, there are several certifications, each of which addresses different roles like networking, cybersecurity analysis, security concepts, Linux, cloud computing, mobile technology, server hardware, software technologies, and project management. Some certifications include A+, Cloud+, Linux+, and Network+, all of which provide the necessary skills to confidently design, configure, manage, and troubleshoot devices, including specialized ones. The Master certification is the only high-level credential currently available, typically referred to as CompTIA CASP. It's designed for knowledgeable, seasoned professionals who already have a solid sense of planning, design, and implementation of security solutions. Although it's not mandatory, most agree it's wise to have some decent experience in this area before taking on this program. This includes having earned both a networking and security certification, as well as having at least 5 years of technical security experience. It validates critical thinking and judgment across a spectrum of security disciplines in complex environments. The specialty certification covers topics specific to niche markets, like digital imaging or social media. This area has a few focus certifications geared towards different people. For those looking for a career in digital imaging and content management, there is an architectural certification. And for those who have basic networking skills and a knowledge of U.S. healthcare, there is a technician certification designed to teach more about business operations, regulatory requirements, and organizational behavior. There is also a single exam in cloud essentials offered to those who already understand cloud computing and storage and want to be confirmed experts in the area. Certifications include Cloud Essentials, CTT+, and CDIA+. Security+ is one of the most popular entry-level CompTIA authorized training courses, designed to immerse prospective IT professionals in a comprehensive learning environment. As a hallmark in the industry, this course establishes the foundational skills needed to work, the principles of network security, and risk management. Certified Ethical Hacking Certification, CEH, is for skilled professionals who want to get involved in penetration testing, finding and addressing weaknesses and vulnerabilities in the OS, application, or configuration of the computer system. GIAC Security Essentials, GSEC, is an exam designed to test the skills of those looking to demonstrate their qualifications in information security beyond simple concepts and terms. Candidates are encouraged to engage in practical experience and study before taking this assessment exam, which can last up to 5 hours. This certification must be renewed every 4 years. Certified Information Systems Security Professional, CISSP, is a security certification developed by the International Information Systems Security Certification Consortium, ISC2, to develop the technical skills and experience of IT security professionals. It also comes in the form of a 6-hour exam with 250 multiple-choice questions. Individuals with positions as security auditors, systems engineers, security officers, or auditors might seek this certification to prove their prowess in areas like asset security, risk management, security engineering, software development security, or security assessment and testing. In addition to the CISSP, professionals with at least 2 years of work experience can also qualify for a concentrated certification in architecture, CISSP-ISSAP, engineering, CISSP-ISSEP, or management, CISSP-ISSMP. The International Council of E-Commerce Consultants, EC Council, is a company formed after the horrifying events of 9/11 in the United States and is dedicated to creating effective InfoSec training and certification programs. Working to ensure communities have the proper tools, resources, and knowledge to handle future cyber attacks, EC Council employs a team of subject matter experts and InfoSec researchers to build standards, certifications, and training programs for cyberspace. As a certification body, they offer globally recognized programs related to ethical hacking, forensics, disaster recovery, and pen testing. So let's talk practically for a moment. If you think the world of cybersecurity may be a great fit for you, what's the best way to proceed? Yes, all of these certifications and areas will come into play at some point, but before you even get that far, it's worth doing a bit of research on your own. The Future Business Leaders of America, FBLA, can be a great resource for students looking to transition into the technical business world. As one of the largest student-run career organizations in the United States, it has smaller chapters around the country that connect the business education department of schools with more expansive national programming. They foster opportunity through offerings like conferences, competitions, community service, philanthropy, and other FBLA activities. Participation in these areas not only promotes a lifelong commitment to both personal and professional development, it can also help land you the job of your dreams. While cybersecurity talent exists across the nation, where you live in the country can dictate a fair amount about what you are able to accomplish locally. A simple internet search can teach you a lot about the national hotspots for security and what opportunities lie within your grasp. And remember, the internet is also a great tool for learning in general and may provide some online courses and certification programs too. All you need to do is start looking.
Knowledge check. Test your knowledge of new information by answering these questions and then review the feedback. Question 1. Parker just got a new job at a large organization. His responsibilities include reorganizing and optimizing the entire security infrastructure. He will also be responsible for designing the overall security systems for any new project. What role does Parker most likely have? Chief Information Security Officer, CISO. The CISO role is an executive management position that focuses on developing security strategies and managing teams. Because Parker's responsibilities are more hands-on and less management-focused, Parker is not a CISO. Security Architect. Parker is a security architect because he is responsible for the infrastructure or architecture of his company's security. Security Manager. A security manager role has responsibilities of managing teams and enacting security strategies. Parker's job did not mention any management responsibilities, so Parker is not a security manager. Security Engineer. A security engineer is responsible for the hands-on work of building and maintaining security solutions. They are involved with configuring firewalls, securing weaknesses, and using encryption. Parker's role is broader and focuses more on the bigger picture than a security engineer. Question 2. Matt is applying for a security engineer position, but he does not have a relevant college degree. He has an associate's degree in music, but he has several years of experience in cybersecurity. Should he include his music degree in his resume? No, because it will distract from his relevant experience. If the resume is structured well, the relevant experience will speak for itself. Including a music degree will show that Matt has creativity and problem-solving skills in other areas and can use those abilities in the security engineer role. No, because it will automatically disqualify him from the position. Many employers will not automatically disqualify a candidate for having a non-relevant degree. If Matt's experience is relevant, substantial, and has prepared him for the role, that may be enough to land him the job. Including a music degree will show that Matt has creativity and problem-solving skills in other areas and can use those abilities in the security engineer role. Yes, because his music degree shows he has creativity and skills in another field. Including a music degree will show that Matt has creativity and problem-solving skills in other areas and can use those abilities in the security engineer role. Yes, because most employers are looking for musicians to fill security engineer positions. This is not typically true. There is no inherent need for musicians in a security engineer role, although including a music degree will show that Matt has creativity and problem-solving skills in other areas and can use those abilities in the security engineer role. Question 3. Ellen is a recent college grad with a cybersecurity degree. She is interested in getting a certification, but she doesn't have much time or money to invest. She wants to get one of the most popular security certifications to cement some foundational skills. Which of the following would be best for Ellen? CompTIA Security Plus. CompTIA is an industry leader in certifications, and the Security Plus certification will help Ellen establish the foundational skills she needs in order to be successful in the cybersecurity industry. Certified Ethical Hacking Certification, CEH. There was no mention of Ellen wanting to become an ethical hacker, and this certification is a bit more involved than Ellen wants. Consider an option that is one of the most widely recognized certifications in the security field. GIAC Security Essentials, GSEC. This certification is more involved than Ellen would like. It requires practical experience and goes beyond the main security principles. Consider an option that is one of the most widely recognized certifications in the security field. International Council of E-Commerce Consultants, EC Council. This organization offers security certifications, but they are not the most popular in the industry. Consider an option that is one of the most widely recognized certifications in the security field.
Conclusion. When it comes to the field of cybersecurity, there's no doubt it offers a crazy amount of opportunity for the right person. With job security, respectable compensation, and the guarantee of constant challenge, it may just be one of the most interesting and prominent professions of the future. As the world continues to be shaped and influenced by online activity, learning how to participate in making cyberspace a safer, more welcoming place is clearly becoming a prized pursuit. And as we all continue to grapple with exploits, vulnerabilities, and threats, it would seem there's no better time to get involved than now.